Very well. How are you doing today, Mr. Steinberg?
Doing well, doing well. And
Mr. Leslie with you today or no?
No, Mr. Leslie is doubled over in pain somewhere. He's not in good shape today.
Oh, what happened?
I'm not sure, but
public drunkenness?
It might have been. It might just be an excuse for a hangover. Oh, I've got food poisoning. Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, I gotta tell you something. I would not. I've had food poisoning. Have you?
Yeah, I have actually. So I'm not gonna run him too much.
My worst enemy.
No,
that's awful.
No, fair enough. So we're hoping that he's good to come back tomorrow, but we're gonna give him as much time as we possibly can. I guess no surprise to hear the news out of Vancouver yesterday. Just was the surprise for you how long it took?
No, because you know I'm a real big believer in that you should never make decisions when you're emotional, and the Canucks. Obviously we're emotional after a playoff disaster, and I think it's always smart to say, okay, I'm taking a week or at least or whatever, and just say, all right, we're going to think about this. I don't think you should ever leave a guy twisting in the wind, but you shouldn't do it right away. And, you know, they took a little while. They obviously talked about it. I'm sure the conversations were like, okay, what does everybody think? And then it said, okay, can we bring him back? Can we not bring him back? And they ultimately decided not to bring him back.
Okay, so I'm very curious as to your overall take on what's happened the last two playoff years. I mean, Vancouver wins the President's Trophy, out in 5 to L.A. This year they win the Northwest Division, out in 4 to San Jose. And sure, the coaching staff is always going to have a spotlight put on them when that happens. But what happened these last two playoff years?
I just think that, I don't think they were good enough, to be perfectly honest. They ran into it. The Hurricane last year. There's no question about it. The Kings, history proved it was no shame to be wiped out by the Kings, who lost three games all playoffs. They were just too good. I think that this year they didn't have Kessler. They lost Malhotra. You've got to be good down the middle. They weren't good enough. They haven't. Like, if you look at what San Jose has done, San Jose was able to retool with two great young players taking bigger roles and a good defenseman too in Vlasic, who's young. And Canucks don't have that. And this is not all on a Lanvino. Mike Gillis is taking a beating there today, and this is a situation where the general manager does have to look at it and say, this isn't only on the coach. But Vigneault has been there for 7 years, and you know how it works. Part of the decision is a different approach going to be better? And I think that's kind of what they're looking at there. I think they're going to have a really interesting decision. Do they go with, like, a short-term guy because their window with their current roster, they probably have about 2 or 3 years before they have to dismantle that group. Do they go to a short-term kind of turnaround artist guy who can do it? Or do they go with somebody who says, look, I think we might need a longer plan, we might need to do some things, and then retool a bit before we're ready to contend again? I think that's going to be the big question.
Is the spotlight solely on Gillis now?
Oh, there's no question he's on the clock. And I'm sure he knows it too. He's been there now, what, for 5 years? They almost reached the absolute pinnacle. They're trending downward. I think it's also a bad sign for an organization when they have trouble selling out playoff games, particularly in Canada. That'll really drive an owner nuts, or at least make him raise his eyebrows and say, what's going on here? I really do think that this is going, Gillis didn't hire Vigneault, but he kept him. He got him an extension last year. I mean, for all the ripping that Gillis is taking today, in a lot of ways, he did his coach a favor because he got him an extension last year. So Vigneault has 2 more years under contract. That's pretty good for a lot of coaches. But I think it's a situation where now the spotlight is squarely on him, and if this one doesn't work, he's going to be the next one to go.
Elliot Friedman with us of Hockey Night in Canada. Personnel-wise, are we talking about a lot of changes coming in, Van?
I think they will try to add youth. It's not an easy thing to do. Gillis just said he doesn't think the core needs to be changed. but I'm not convinced of that. I think he may try to move one guy. You know, the one guy to me who's interesting is Kessler. And the reason is he's a really good player, but he can't stay healthy. And I can see Kessler having value. I could see Corey Schneider having value, but I don't think they'll dump both goalies. And I think the Luongo thing they know has to go. So I think if you really want to retool and add the pieces you need to add, you're probably looking at really trading a core player. And if you look at the core players that they have who have the most value, there's a Schneider, there's a Kessler, and I bet you Dan Hamhuis would have a lot of value too, but I'm not sure you can trade him. Of the three of those guys, he would be the guy I would say that's the last one I'm going to deal.
How long is Alain Vigneault out of work?
I think he's going to have some choices. I think if Patrick Waugh does not take the Colorado job, he will be a contender there. You know, I know there's a lot of guessing about this one, but, you know, I always wonder, I always look for connections. Like, where do people know people? You know, he has a long connection with Winnipeg, and he used to coach there. I wonder if there would ever be a situation where they would look at him there. I know his name has been tied into Dallas. I think I don't think we know all the coaching vacancies that are going to be there in the NHL yet. I think we'll have a better idea after this round, and then I think we'll have a better idea of where some of these guys are going to end up. But because Alain Vigneault has two more years under contract, he could sit in the media for a year, Pat, and or wait or scout for someone and then say, okay, I can have a pick next season.
And what about the replacement in Vancouver? Do you have any idea as to who they might be looking at?
Oh, I think they're gonna take their time, and I think they're gonna interview a lot of people. I think that's a place where the biggest decision they're gonna have is do we give someone their first NHL job, or do we look for experience? If they're ready to give someone their first NHL job, I think that the Toronto AHL coach, Dallas Eakins, would have a real shot at it. Now, Eakins has experience. He's been an NHL assistant coach. He's been an AHL assistant coach for a few years. And a lot of people look at the way that some of Toronto's young players have progressed, especially a guy like Nazem Kadri, and they say that this is a person who is ready for his shot. He went to the AHL final last year. He probably should have gone at least to the Eastern Final this year. They were down in the series. They had a 2-goal lead in Game 6 and lost in regulation. I mean, unfortunately, that's kind of running through the franchise right now. But I think a lot of people think Eakins is ready, and I think that if they're ready to give a guy his first shot, I think he's got a real shot at that job.
He is Elliot Friedman joining us, as he always does, for Eastside Kia here on The Big Show on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Okay, anything new on the Patrick Waugh front since we talked to you on Tuesday?
No, I think at some point this week, and it's difficult to pin down because the Avalanche are like the vault of the National Hockey League, he was going to meet with a team president, Josh Kroenke, who's the governor of the team. His father is the owner. And I think it comes down to if Josh Kroenke convinces him that he will spend, I think Waugh's going to take that job.
Now, the situation in Phoenix is very interesting. I mean, you know, a story coming out today where Gary Bettman doesn't flat out deny that the Coyotes will be moving. He kind of says, we hope they'll be there for the 2013-2014 season. GM Don Maloney doesn't have a contract. Head coach Dave Tippett doesn't have a contract. I mean, it's very unclear as to not only the future of the team in Phoenix, but also the future of members of that team going forward.
Well, I think the Maloney thing's about to change. I think he's about to get an extension.
Okay.
And I think he's going to agree to it. That one could happen pretty soon. Now, Maloney, I think, will get taken care of. This whole Quebec City-Phoenix thing, I don't know what to make of it. I don't guess anymore with Phoenix story rumors. Pat, we've been chasing this story for 7 years, and if somebody told me that next year that team would be playing on Mars, I would probably believe it. Like, it's been so crazy that nobody knows what's going to happen anymore. I don't even go there with that. You know, but I do think Maloney's about to sign an extension. I don't think Tippett will. I think Tippett prefers to stay, but I think he's going to wait to see what the ownership situation is. Maloney, I do believe that was about to sign a new deal.
Okay. And you have no kind of real feeling as to what might happen with Tippett? Is he going to wait till the deadline and maybe beyond?
As I mentioned last week on Hotstove, he told me when I asked him that he has promised Maloney he will not talk to anybody until the ownership situation is sorted out. So, you know, he said he gave him his word. That says to me that he wants to stay. And I think we'll see I think one of the reasons Colorado has gone down this road with Patrick Waugh, they're not willing to wait. Dallas might be, and other teams might be, but Tippett has basically said, don't even bother contacting me because I'm going to wait to see what happens here. He's building a dream home there, I guess. He wants to stay there. If he goes somewhere else, it'll be because this thing just isn't working out there.
What's going on in New York as Brad Richards is taking a seat? John Tortorella, healthy scratching him for an elimination game against the Bruins tonight.
And what a story, eh?
When you really think about it, and the money that is sitting in the press box tonight, it blows your mind.
Well, you know, I guess if you're a coach, you got to do what you think is going to help you win. It'll be interesting to see what the fallout is if they don't come back in this series. You know, does ownership and management, do they agree with the coach that this was the right move, or do they disagree? Like, what's Tortorella's future if they get wiped out here? Is Brad Richards a guaranteed buyout candidate? I mean, there's a lot of good storylines today, but once this series is over, and then we're talking about unless somehow the Rangers come back here, we're going to get an idea of what ownership and management think about this. And that's when the true answer is going to be revealed. Because during a playoff series, you have to let your coach make the call. Just like Alain Vigneault made the choice for Corey Schneider over Roberto Luongo in the Vancouver series, if your coach says Brad Richards can't play, you have to let the coach make the decision. That has to be the way it is. What's the fallout? Pat, we're going to find out when this is over.
Is John Tortorella on his last legs?
I have to tell you, during the year when they were struggling to make the playoffs, every time I called somebody I know there and said, is there any chance that he gets fired during the season? I was told, no way. Not a chance. And that turned out to be right. Now I'm not getting as much of an answer. So I think it's certainly possible, and if Alain Vigneault can be fired because he's on his last, because they felt they needed a new voice in Vancouver, certainly you can see how the same thing could happen in New York to Tortorella.
And I just kind of want to get your thoughts on what we'll see tonight. I mean, we talk about the Bruins and the Rangers, but we also have two other games. For the first time in ages, it seems like we have more than two games on the NHL schedule tonight. The Wings and Hawks, as Detroit's got a 2-1 series lead. How does Chicago respond to adversity, do you think?
Well, I just think that the Blackhawks have to play who they are. Like, I'm watching them at the end of the Game 3, and they're trying to rile up Detroit and goad them into penalties. I mean, they, as much as anybody else, should know that the Detroit Red Wings do not get sucked into that game. You know, for years, people have been trying to push around the Red Wings, and they're like, push away, take the penalties, we'll score and we'll beat you. The Chicago Blackhawks just have to be who they are. They have to play with speed, and quite frankly, too, their guys are going to have to outplay Detroit's guys. Zetterberg is an all-world player right now. Datsyuk is an all-world player all the time, but especially now.
Mm-hmm.
Cronwall is playing unbelievable. Quite frankly, the Blackhawks' best players have not been better than Detroit's best players. And that's going to have to change if they want to come back in the series.
And now a best of three between San Jose and L.A. It's probably been the most exciting series of round two. Does that continue tonight?
I would think so. Boy, the war of words is really on there. Now they're calling Quick a diver. I mean, this is the trying to buy the call series, if I've ever seen one. They're splitting up Kopitar and Brown tonight, it looks like. I think that's really interesting. Joe Thornton is killing them, you know. And this is how L.A. beat people last year, with Anze Kopitar on one line, Mike Richards on a second line, and Jared Stoll on a third line. And Stoll's injury is really crippling for L.A. because now you've got Couture on one line, Pavelski on another line, and Joe Thornton playing maybe the best hockey of his life on the third line. It's very difficult to compete with a team when you've got three centers like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to have to. And Richards is getting eaten alive by Thornton. One of those guys is going to have to step up and be better down the middle.
Mr. Friedman, have a good telecast this evening. We will talk to you on Tuesday.
All right. Take care, Pat. Have a great weekend.